Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We hear much preaching today about giving money to the Lord's work. To hear some tell it, one would expect heaven to be littered with adding machine paper, where the scribes of the city are busy keeping up with each nickel, dime, and dollar that men give. It is quite common to hear men preach about man's duty to tithe without even so much as a hint of an explanation of how the freeborn sons of God are brought back under such legal bondage. Tithing is often presented as though it is some business contract, which if a man enters into, God will bless his finances in like manner. Some make such impassioned pleas for tithes and offerings that one might be led to think God might have to go out of business if men don't help him out by sending in some money. The simplicity of true worship is most times not enough for our modern mindset, which thinks that worship can be enhanced by buildings, entertainment, and fleshly activity. The Father seeks such as worship him in spirit and truth, and hardly needs the inventions of men to bring this to pass. The Lord created the earth out of nothing. There was no light in the creation except that which was brought about by the Lord. Of course, the darkness was created by him also, but he would have us to see him bringing light out of darkness. He dispels the darkness wherever he goes. The blessing which God intends for his people shall increase. He brings his people out of the darkness into the light. He will guide you into all truth. The gospel of the new covenant is clearly proclaimed as that which dispels the darkness of the old covenant of law. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The unfolding of his kingdom will not be overtaken with darkness. We are now living in a time of great light when the gospel has been sent into the earth to call God's people from the corners of the earth and from every land to which they have been scattered. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Do you rejoice in the triumph of Christ? My soul.